really is a money issue. The mayor of the city of Temecula, Jeff Comacero, is on the line with us.
And yeah, and he said he's been talking to the superintendent, and the city council said that they would, well, he's working on it, to put up $10,000 to help them make this trip. He doesn't know anything about the immigration issue.
Jeff, by the way, we're in to raise money, just so you know, but we've been getting nothing but conflicting information from the school.
I mean, Jeff, honestly, we were told by a spokeswoman for the district, some community relations job, that the kids are no longer interested. They just want to focus on London. But our concern there is some of them won't be around in 2 years for London. So what's the point of that?
And I agree with that. And I, as I said before, I don't speak to everyone at the district. I don't want to sound arrogant or egocentric, but as you might imagine, as the mayor, I'm going to talk to the head of the district and get the true skinny.
And
so that's what I've done. And I've been assured by everyone who I've spoken to that indeed they want to go.
Okay. We got an email from Melanie Norton, who's the communications and community relations person there. And Ray Lopez just got this about 20 minutes ago. And he had written saying, "Hello, Melanie. We're waiting for an answer on the issue of the band's invitation, whether the band is still invited to go since they withdrew. And she wrote back at 2:03, "Hi, Ray. I have not received an answer about whether or not the invitation is still open. I will let you know once I do." So have you heard anything as to whether the invitation is still open or not?
I haven't, and I know that's an issue. In fact, that's the first thing I raised when I spoke to Dr. Kara Lichty, the superintendent. I said, if we can help raise the money, is the invitation still valid? And so she said she would have to find out.
Yeah, we need to know that first.
I don't know the answer to that yet either.
All right, well, when we find out, and if the answer is yes, the invitation is open, then, Jeff, we're in with you to raise money for the kids so they can go.
Terrific. As far as I understand, that the total cost to send them is between $75,000 and $120,000, depending on how many kids go.
Okay. Yeah, there was also, we've been going round and round with them as to how much money they have saved, mm-hmm. how much money the parents are willing to put up or the school's willing to put up and all that, and we never got a straight answer on that.
Well, I can tell you what I've been told, and I don't think there are any secrets in this process. It's not the way we run the city, and I know the school district's not the way they run either. They've told me that if between you as the radio station and the John and Ken show and us at the city council, if we can raise at least a little bit more than half of what's necessary, they believe that the boosters have the funds to do the other half.
And what would be a little more than half?
Well, if it's going to take 75 to 120, let's say it's 100, basically, if we can together raise 50, I believe that's a deal.
Okay. All right. I think that's doable. Jeff, thanks.
We'll
be talking with you.
Please do, and let me know what we can do together to help.
All right. That's Jeff Comacero. He's the mayor of the city of Temecula, and he says he and the city council are willing to put up 10 grand towards sending the Great Oak High School band to the Fiesta Bowl competition in Arizona.